A new interactive website is helping visitors assess floating conditions on the Buffalo National River. Gauging stations located near Boxley, Ponca, Pruitt, Grinders Ferry, and Dillard's Ferry have been designed to measure the river flow and water levels. Kevin Clark, Chief of Interpretation, Education, and Cultural Resources for the Buffalo National River, says the website will make this information more accessible than it has been in the past.
The system that we had was, I guess in a word, cumbersome. That we had a system where we had river level gauges, which were just fine, but then trying to inform the visitor about what the actual conditions were was a little bit, I don't know, a little bit maybe old fashioned in a way. We thought about putting in, you know, color coded posts and you know, just kind of a way to tell people what the river level was, signs that we needed to flip at certain times of the, I don't know, if it gets into flood stage and things like that. And some of those will continue to do because they're in the field and people need to be informed if there's a particular hazard or something. But we just really wanted to upgrade. And in this partnership with the U.S. Geological Survey, saw the opportunity to use their expertise. And it's something that they've done at a number of locations, not just Park Service, but a number of locations. And to, get her on the web where a lot of people who are planning their visits, either well in advance or just even in a day, can get an idea of what the river conditions are going to be like.
Clark says several organizations have helped get the website up and running.
The money's coming from a variety of sources, and I hope I can get them all right. The USGS is putting up a certain amount. And the Park Service is putting up a certain amount. I think it's significant, and it's when you actually use the website and start clicking on some of these locations, the concessioners, the people that rent canoes, john boats, tubes, and provide other services to park visitors, have contributed to this effort as well. And so it's really a combined operation with a couple of federal agencies and then private contributors as well, and they're the ones who are advertised on the USGS website.
The five gauging stations collect stream flow, water level, and rainfall data. Water flow is recorded in cubic feet per second, and stage or water level is recorded in feet. Data are collected in 15-minute intervals and transmitted to the website once every hour. Visitors can access all of this information simply by clicking on an icon representing the location of one of the gauging stations on a map. The five different colors of the icons indicate whether the river is very low, low, moderate, high, or at the flood stage.
High, low, medium, all that stuff is sort of relative to a variety of factors. But really what we're addressing here are the kind of things a visitor, you know, what questions are they going to ask? And the basic question is it good for floating? Is this a good trip? Is this a good day for me to go? And so it's somewhere between very low, where you're going to end up taking your canoe for a walk, or, you know, high, where you're going to have some real skills to manage it, or a flood stage when, you know, you may just not want to do it that day because there's a lot of danger involved with it. So what we're really trying to do is give visitors the opportunity to make educated decisions about where they want to go, if they're going to go at all, and where they're going to go, or if they're going to have a float trip.
The website can also show the locations of canoe rental concessionaires, campgrounds, picnic sites, launch sites, and hiking trails. While the website is full of information, Clark cautions there are several other factors to consider when planning a float trip.
Irrespective of what information you're using, whether it's this website or some printed information or calling up a visitor center, is what this is telling you is what conditions are like at that place. It can't tell you that down around the next bend there's a gravel bar and you're going to have to get out, or may have to get out, or you're going to scrape bottom. It's no guarantee, because the river is a very dynamic process. And if, for example, and we have them all the time, we have a big thunderstorm event and the river goes up and it goes down, there may be a gravel bar there that wasn't there last week. and you may have to, you know, haul around it or over it or something. There may be a tree down. There's going to be things that we have no control over and for which we have no immediate information, so that people using the river have got to understand what the risks are. And I'm not saying, oh, it's dangerous, don't use it. What I'm saying is be informed and be prepared. And you know, understand that there may be times when you're going to have to get out. And I've done it, you know, haul your canoe and then get back in and float for a while, and then maybe you'll hit bottom again. There's a section of the river that typically goes bone dry every year. And that's not reflected on this chart, because we don't have a gauging station anywhere near there. So, you know, what I'm saying is this isn't the end all. This is good information. It's real-time information, which is very important. But there's still a lot more to planning a trip than just saying, oh, well, ample water or low or moderate or whatever, and going with that information. You need to know a lot more about the river if you're going to have a safe and enjoyable trip here.
To access the website, visit ar.water.usgs.gov/Buffalo River. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.